Yeah, welcome to Osmo DevCon 2018. I'm very happy to see lots of familiar and some new faces. This is just a quick intro. The slides are for our original venue here in Berlin, so if there's some things that, that don't apply from the slides to this venue, but let me just quickly introduce the venue. We are here at Chaos Computer Club Berlin, which is a German hacker organization established in the 80s. And this is the Berlin subsidiary. We are here as guests, as there is this, as everyone who has arrived here knows, there is the bomb diffusing happening near the normal venue here in Berlin. There is a refrigerating machine where you can get drinks such as Clubmate from. There is a fridge back beneath the bar. Each drink is €1.50. There is a box for you to put the cash in if you grab some drinks. There are some apples I brought, they are free. We have cookies, they are here. The washroom is back there, so if you see the small door left of the bar, if you follow that door, straight ahead is a shower. I think maybe not the place you want to go, and slightly right of that there is washrooms. The downstairs area is normally members only, so unless we have good reasons to have a separate group in the downstairs floor, we should remain upstairs here. And particularly there's some sensitive devices down there, such as an electron microscope. Don't play with it. only after introduction by people familiar with the equipment, which I am not, so there's nobody here who can help you with that. So otherwise, there's a Wi-Fi network that has, it was called Geeks External, that is open, so you can just register there. There's also Ethernet cables everywhere coming from the wall, not everywhere, but in some places. You can just use that to access the internet. We have distributed power sockets everywhere, so you should have power. If you need anything else, ask me or Philip back there, Dexter, who is also familiar with the venue to some extent. Good, okay, yeah. So 2018 means this is the seventh incarnation of Osmo DevCon, the Osmocom Developer Conference. The project started in 2008, so we are reaching almost our 10-year anniversary now, but the Developer Conference only started a few years later. It's really good to see all of you as old regulars as well as new people. Osmo DevCon is by developers for developers, as technical as it gets, and it's at least as much about the people who work on the code as the actual topics. So we've always had a tradition of if somebody's working on something interesting, even if it's not Osmocom related, strictly speaking, we are more than welcome to such talks. There are some topics maybe that are not classic Osmocom. So if anyone still has something interesting that he's working on that he wants to share, I'm sure we can still find a time slot here or there to talk about that. If there's something that's exciting technology that you would like to share, I think lots of interested like-minded people are around here to hear about that. Yes, and any reasonably advanced technical topic is indistinguishable from magic, no, but is welcome. As far as time permits, of course. Yeah. So in the venue over there, I will in Berlin, we have various different rooms. I'll skip that. We have also some coffee here, some milk. We have tea making facilities. There's the beverages in the fridge. You can access Wi-Fi and Ethernet. What I already mentioned is also, as said, the slides were made for in Berlin, not for here. Looking back at last year's of Osmo DevCon, There was some criticism. We didn't have a lot of time for hacking and chatting. There was lots of talks last year and very little time for the unstructured part, like I called it this year, in 3GPP speech. So we extended the time again to 4 days. Last year, Osmo DevCon was only 3 days. Now it's 4 days again, so we have more time. And the idea is also in Berlin, we have changed the seat arrangement from last year in a way that this second room where people only stored their luggage in previous years still has a table inside. So if some people want to hack on something and skip a couple of talks, they can basically move there and still have a collaborative atmosphere with a desk and Ethernet and even a separate projector if needed. So that's the idea. We also will have video recordings that are optional, of course, this year for the first time. The idea is that at least some of the topics I think are interesting to a wider audience, it's good to share them. We got extremely good feedback about the video recordings at OsmoCon, the user conference last year. There was lots of positive feedback, and even we can still point people to that. So if we get questions, we can say, "Oh, you know, this was covered in the talk. Look at that video and get up to speed on this related topic." What's also new is that we have a real schedule, which sort of relates to the previous two topics, video recording topic and the more time or more structure for that. In order to have time for hacking and chatting, well, we don't have any formal schedule after dinner every day, and also the lunch break is quite long, if I recall it in the schedule. So there should be some time, so I hope this year we have more time for the informal part than we had in previous years, or the unstructured part. So in terms of sponsoring, lunch and dinner is covered by Sysmocom. The venue and internet were at In Berlin. It's In Berlin who is providing that. Here is the CCC Berlin. I'm very thankful for being able to use those venues. We have video recording by C3VOC, that's the Video Operation Center of the CCC, which is doing recording at the Chaos Communication Congress, at Easterhack, at many other conferences. We don't have somebody here to operate the equipment, but we have the equipment here and operate it ourselves. We don't have live streams, we only have recordings, and every speaker, of course, can decide whether he or she, well, only he in this case, wants to have the talk recorded. So please make that clear before or at the beginning of your talk, and then we can make sure that this is not recorded and or not published. Even after you gave a talk, since it's not live streaming, we can still prevent it from being released or published if you have the feeling that this should not become published. We have some guest presentations this year outside of the OsmoCom community. There is Sukchan Lee back there from South Korea, who has been working restless on Next EPC over the last year or so. He will introduce Next EPC to us, which, as the name implies, is an EPC, an Evolved Packet Core for LTE as an open source implementation. We also have two speakers from Lime Microsystems on Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, to speak about adaptive digital predistortion on Lime SDR as a guest presentation. And sorry, the figure is wrong. Actually, we received 50 in Lime SDR Mini donated from Lime Microsystems. They are at In Berlin, of course, and not here. So tomorrow we can distribute them to interested developers for free. Yeah, thanks to Lime at that point. And that brings me to the end of file for this presentation. We can continue shortly with the presentation by Niels on the 1 year after the NITB split. But before we do that, maybe just a quick, if you have some questions about the venue, about internet, anything unclear, anything you need, let me know. No? Okay, good. Yeah, let's have a quick look at the schedule. This is the schedule as it's on the FreeTalks website. So we have Niels talking about the NITB split, then we have a break, we have a block about MGCP media gateway and IUUP user plane, then we have the 2 hours of lunch break. We hopefully, if the delivery, the food delivery company, they confirmed the new address, but I hope they will actually also deliver it to here and not to try to deliver it to the bomb defusing site. Then we have sandwiches and salads. There's some more details about the food if you click on the respective schedule item. And then later on today we talk about getting back to E1 based BTSs, back to the roots, and some talk about USSD, load-based handover, and counters, rate counters, statistics items, followed by sort of a retrospective about my experience or my result of what happened the previous year or the last 12 months. And we will go for dinner at 8 p.m. Well, we will leave earlier, but we should be there. We should reach there by 8 p.m., so we should leave by 7:30 here. At a Chinese restaurant, which is a few local train stops away from here, so we will, as a group, go to this restaurant and have dinner there, and that's it basically for today. And tomorrow morning, we then meet at in Berlin at 10 a.m. for those who want TTC and 3 for breakfast. Yeah, okay. Good. Then, if you don't have any questions, I'll hand over to Niels for his talk on the NITB split. Thanks.